Welcome back to the Transfer Your Mind to Transform Your Life, a podcast. You're listening to 5-Minute Fridays with Coach Myrna. Today, I want to talk on the topic, unveiling the link between excessive alcohol consumption and dementia. In recent years, the impact of alcohol on our health has become a topic of growing concern. Among the various health issues associated with excessive alcohol consumption, the potential link to dementia has garnered significant attention. Now, one of the reasons that I wanted to bring this message to you today is because I just finished watching the Wendy Williams documentary, and it revealed that Wendy was suffering from alcohol-related dementia. So in the film, Wendy Williams talked about drinking 3 bottles of wine one night while waiting for her husband to come home. You know, and a lot of times when people drink excessively, it's because they're trying to dull a pain. And I know as a woman, that is a very painful experience to know that your man is cheating, know that he's got another woman. I think this all started when she found out that this mistress was pregnant. Very, very painful. Very, very painful. No woman should have to go through that. So what did Wendy start doing? She started drinking. So the drinking has now allowed her to, she lost her show, you know, her family, her health has deteriorated. It is never the way to go. But I don't want to be preachy. You know, we all go to what feels comfortable, right? So she graduated from drinking wine to drinking vodka, right? So alcohol can contribute to early onset dementia. And I understand the link without even being a doctor, because guess what? Alcohol is a toxin. It is not good for your body, right? And if you take it in moderation, maybe you pee it out or something, but if you excessively overdo it, you know it affects your brain. What happens when you're drunk? You can't think straight. You make all kinds of stupid mistakes. We all know that affects your brain. And I guess it starts killing out some cells, because that's what happens with dementia. You know, the neurons are not firing together. So since this was a hot topic, you know, yes, Wendy Williams, you know, coined that phrase, hot topic, I decided to do my own hot topic today and talk to you about the research that explores the connection between excessive alcohol intake and the risk of developing dementia. And I want to shed some light on the scientific evidence and offer insights into how moderation when drinking alcohol can play a crucial role in preserving cognitive health and the prevention of dementia. So let's take a step back and talk about what exactly is dementia. Dementia is a collective term for a range of cognitive impairments that affects your memory, your thinking, social abilities, and significantly impact your daily life. Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia. We hear it all the time. But others include vascular dementia and Lewy body dementia. Research has increasingly explored lifestyle factors contributing to the development of dementia, and alcohol consumption has emerged as a potential player in this complex equation. So here's the science that's behind this discovery. So numerous studies, have investigated the relationship between alcohol and dementia. Excessive alcohol intake has been linked to structural and functional changes in the brain, including shrinkage of brain tissue and alterations in the neurotransmitter function. That's what I was talking. I said, without even reading this, right? The neurons are not firing together anymore because that's how everything works, right? Your neurons fire together and so that you can function. And if there's a break in that transmitter, that's why you have Alzheimer's, which is why you don't remember things. You know, people have even forgotten how to swallow. That's how bad when the neurons are not firing together. That's what happens, right? Now, these changes contribute to cognitive decline over time. Additionally, heavy drinking can lead to conditions such as liver disease and nutritional deficiencies, which can further exaggerate the risk of dementia. Which is why, guys, moderation in anything matters. There's no reason to be on the excess of anything. Right now, we're talking about alcohol, right? While the evidence suggests a connection between heavy alcohol consumption and an increased risk of dementia, it's important to note that moderation may be the key to cognitive function. Moderate alcohol consumption has been associated with certain health benefits. Even though when I was reading Dr. Atiyah's book, he said, cut it all out, that the research is false, that, you know, for instance, my husband drinks red wine and I started drinking it too, because, you know, everybody talks about the fact that the resveratrol from the grapes is good for your heart. I could say that worked properly. But however, you know, if you're going to drink excessive, where are you going to get drunk? You know, that is not beneficial. That's not moderation, right? Like when you talk about drinking 3 bottles of wine in one night, that is excessive, right? And it can tip the scale towards detrimental effects on your cognitive function. Not just getting drunk one night, but long-term effects. You don't want dementia. Trust me. It is one of the worst things that can happen to you. And sometimes you've got no control over it. But you can control your alcohol consumption, which is why, you know, I'm very glad that this documentary brought eyes on this particular issue. You know, health organizations, including the World Health Organization and the national health agencies, they provide guidelines on alcohol consumption, right? These guidelines typically emphasize moderate and responsible drinking with clear definitions of what constitutes a standard drink. So adhering to these recommendations can help individuals strike a balance between enjoying the potential benefits of alcohol in moderation and minimizing the associated health risks. Dementia is just one of them, right? Cirrhosis of the liver is another one commonly found in excessive alcohol consumption. So in conclusion, the Wendy Williams documentary highlighted alcohol-related dementia. And the reasons that we watch documentaries and stories are told, and it's not only for entertainment purposes. Each story is so that it can show us what not to do. We learn from others' mistakes, right? So as we navigate the complexities of health and lifestyle choices, it becomes evident that excessive alcohol consumption can contribute to an increased risk of developing dementia. Acknowledging this potential risk underscores the importance of moderation and responsible drinking. Ultimately, adopting a mindful approach to alcohol intake may not only promote cognitive well-being, but also contribute to overall health and longevity. We all like a drink, you know. I drink a glass of wine or a beer, or my new favorite drink is White Claw because it doesn't have any sugar in it, you know, whatever. But we all feel a nice, feel good alcohol. But you know what? What's on the end, the bottom of that vodka bottle? Nothing good. If you're going to sit down and drink a whole bottle of vodka, nothing good is in the end of it. If you're going to sit down and even drink a whole bottle of wine, it's nothing good at the end of that. A glass or two makes you feel good. A whole bottle makes you feel bad. It also contributes to health issues. So what's the good of feeling good for a second, and then you have a lifetime of feeling bad? So I thought that I should get in on this hot topic and, you know, expand on some of the damages of excessive alcohol consumption. And it's been shown that dementia is one of the things that's waiting for you if you don't practice moderation. So I hope you were inspired today to cut down on your alcohol consumption if you overdo it, right? So because longevity has got to be what you want, and not just living longer, but living longer in health. I know that's what I want. So thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of 5 Minute Fridays with Coach Myrna. As I jump on the Wendy Williams bandwagon and create a hot topic. So thanks for tuning in. Until next time, namaste.